Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 20th of November. I'm your host, Paul White. We are in 2 Peter chapter 1. We return, at least for today, and I think at least for the next few probably, back to our chronological verse-by-verse study through Peter's two epistles. We've dealt with the first four verses. Then we took some time off and did some question and answer sessions from various meetings we've had on the road. And now we're ready to dive back in. I kind of thought that when I stopped, I was done with verse 4. But as I look it over, I think there's some other things I'd like to bring out, sort of my typical fashion of just slowly working through texts and going back after I think I'm done and finding something else worth talking about. I'll be honest with you, I don't try to drag things out. I don't try to make them take longer and longer. I just also don't really teach with a mandate of speed. I don't know why I would have to go faster. So if there's something else there to talk about, where else and when else are we going to talk about it, if not in formats like this? So 2 Peter 1, 4, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises. We've dealt with those promises, how they are fulfilled in Christ, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I don't know that we've spent enough time with what it might look like to partake of the divine nature, and I think maybe we haven't spent enough time with it because I'm not sure any of us really know what it would look like to spend enough time with the divine nature, although the opportunity is there and it is ours. I want to go borrow something from the Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, "But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord." This is Paul's version of, look, you no longer have the veil of the law and performance over your face. You no longer shield yourself behind your performance. You now have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in the business of transforming you into the image of who He is. Not just into the image of who you might be, but into the image of who He is. But we're looking in a mirror. We're looking in a glass. We're staring back at that part of us that could be better. So we have to acknowledge that we're dealing with a human nature. As I'm recording this, I just got off the phone talking with a preacher about this very concept of sin nature or human nature, and I've really sort of steered away in the last couple of years from terming it the sin nature. That phrase, sin nature, is something that got pretty popular in the last 100 years or so by Bible commentators. I don't think that's what Paul is talking about, is that there's this old nature that sins. I think Paul crucifies that old nature in the early verses of Romans 6 and says, "Reckon yourself dead to sin." But then Paul goes back to talking about how he sins, and his response is, "I do it because in my mind, I serve the law of God, but in my flesh, the law of sin." And what Paul is saying is I have a nature, and I don't think what Paul meant was I have a sin nature. I think what Paul meant, because I think the old spirit of Adam is crucified in Christ. But the soul, the seat of our emotions, who we are as human beings and what makes us human beings, that needs renewed daily not by re-crucifying, but that needs renewed daily by fixing our minds on Him and allowing Him to be the influence in our life, or in short, stare into the mirror of who He is, so that what we see is a reflection of the divine more than a reflection of the human. I mean, the human side of us can tilt towards darkness and can do it at any moment. Being human isn't easy, and it's so difficult that Jesus goes to the cross and says to the Father as He's dying, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." I don't think Jesus was just talking about the people standing there at the cross who had crucified Him. I think Jesus is saying, "Father, I've been a human being for 3.5 years of ministry, 33.5 years of life. They don't know what they're doing. It's hard. It's tough. They have all of these thoughts and feelings and passions and emotions. Father, forgive them." And I think, to me, I carry that with me every day, is to say, Jesus knows what it's like to be me. And he said to his father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Paul gets to the end of Romans 7, and he says, with my mind I serve the law of God, with my flesh the law of sin. There is now, therefore, no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8:1, but that's the same thought. Paul didn't break it into chapters. The translators did. What Paul says is, look, I want to do the right thing. I don't always end up doing it. I know better. I'm a better person than that. Thank God I'm not condemned in the midst of this foolishness because I'm in Christ. Why is he not condemned? He goes on in Romans 8 and says, because Christ condemned sin in the flesh. Christ has already had my sins condemned in him, so they could not be condemned in me. I am free from the guilt of that failure. We are leaning into the divine nature by realizing that it's all the Holy Spirit. Wherever it's not the Holy Spirit, all we're left with is just being human. And being human's hard enough. Being human without the help and comforter, paracletos of the Holy Spirit, he who walks alongside, well, that's darn near impossible. We need the comfort of the Holy Spirit to do what to walk with us so that we are partakers of the divine nature. I think tomorrow we'll spend another day on this verse because there's some things about escaping corruption or depravity that's in the world through lust, and we'll move into that little segment together. I could work on it for a couple of minutes today, but I feel like a couple of minutes wouldn't give it full attention, the full attention that I think it most likely deserves. And then after we finish that in the fourth verse, we get into the but also for this reason. So there's a bit of a rebuttal that's coming up in 5, and we need that transition. So we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.